neba zišao. Tko bude jeo od ovoga kruha, živjet će uvijeke. Kruh koji ću ja dati, tijelo je moje za život svijeta.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, with your spirit. Brothers and sisters, at the end of Paschal, Easter time, we are celebrating great mysteries of faith through three solemnities. Those are feast or solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity that we celebrated last Sunday, the solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, or Tijelovo as we call it in Croatian, that we are celebrating today, and then the feast or solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus that we will celebrate next Friday. That is how the Church reminds us on the most important in living of our faith in our everyday faithful walk. So the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ is solemnity in which we celebrate the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. It confirms and venerates the real presence of Jesus Christ in bread and wine, which are consecrated during the Holy Mass. This solemnity is celebrated on the first Thursday after Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And that is how it directs towards the Holy Thursday. More correctly, 60 days after Easter. Corpus Christi was celebrated in the 13th century. Raising of the host during the Holy Mass already was appointing to or referring to the desire for the contemplation of the most holy sacrament of the altar, that is of the host during Holy Mass. When we are raising the bread during the transubstantiation was marked the first time in Paris around 1200.
Eucharistic
adoration is a continuation of tradition which brings us closer to the Lord, not only in private or personal life, but also even more in public and social life. From there, the procession with the most Holy Eucharist through the streets of our cities. Let us do it with pure heart. Consecrated hearts, and at the beginning, let us pray to the Lord to forgive us. Eucharistic adoration is a continuation of tradition which brings us closer to the Lord, not only in private, personal life, but even more in public and social life. And from there comes this tradition of the procession through our cities. Let us do it with pure heart. And at the beginning, let us pray to the Lord to forgive us.
Our sins,
so that we could celebrate the holy mysteries of the Mass. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Slava
Sine, Sine, jedinorođeni Isuse Hriste. Gospodine Bože, jaganče Boži, Sine očev, koji oduzimaš grijehe svijeta, smiluj nam se. Koji oduzimaš grijehe svijeta, primi našu molitvu. Ne Otcu, smiluj nam se, jer Ti si jedini svet, Ti si jedini Gospodin, Ti si jedini svevišnji Isuse Hriste, sa Svetim Duhom u slavi Boga Oca.
Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.